Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Merry Christmas, and you guys all know what this is about. As a matter of fact, if you're on social media platforms right now, I'm going to show you some things. I'm going to give this a moment to boot up, but before I do show and share that with you, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go to the left side of that page. Go to the top of SOL Radio Live and subscribe to that page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to the top of that page. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, folks, we invite you to call in. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I just want to hit off on a couple things here for you concerning what's taking place. We all know that it's the federal government, it's the state government, along with the treasonous governors, the individual that occupies the People's White House, concerning all of the illegals that are being lured into America right now. And again, friends, I want to make clear that you all understand that this is an act of treason on your said representative limited government. They have absolutely no authority delegated to them by the people to commit the treason against the very people that they're supposed to protect in upholding the law. But that's what, in fact, is happening. So I want you to contemplate this for a moment, if you would. During the same time, they're illegally and treasonously bringing the illegals in. Put that up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, so you can understand what's going on in your country. Isn't it interesting that the FBI, an unconstitutional agency, would come out at the same time and issue warnings to Americans regarding lone actor violence during holiday season? Now, isn't it amazing to you folks how these said feds, again, unconstitutional agencies, can at any given time just predict some sort of lone actor and the violence that he's going to predict? Isn't it amazing how they just kind of come into play just in time, and how the said legislators, as they're called in America today, and how they've been defined to the American people as to believe that's what they're doing, in fact, is to uphold the law, to create law that keeps us safe. Not true in any sense of the word. But it's interesting how they predict these things, and just in time, out of nowhere, comes a lone actor to commit the violence that they were predicting. Americans, hello? Can we say the modern day brown shirts? Yeah, we can. Matter of fact, remember the poll that we told you about, shared with the American people abroad from the sonsoflibertymedia.com, when we had shared with you, friends, that the poll taken showed that 74% of the American people believe that the FBI is equated to the brown shirts, the Gestapo. Well, no doubt. Look what they're predicting. Isn't it interesting? They're pulling in the illegals into America, all military-age men for a good portion of them, easily, folks, easily the 99% ratio. Watch the videos. They're all military-age men. And isn't it interesting? At the same time they're alluring these illegals into America, they're predicting a lone act of violence. Folks, you need to understand they need the violence because what they want to do is they create the domestic insurrection. They want the American people to cry out to the government for more protection. And what does the government do? Then it begins to get you to tell on your neighbors for crimes that they didn't commit. Does that sound familiar? Anybody that knows history? Can we say Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich? Yep. It's exactly what's playing out in front of your faces today. Now, folks, again, we've got much to cover here, and I want to cover it, and I want to get to as much as we possibly can over the next hour here. I got you for Christmas. And by the way, we're here for Christmas because I know that there's a lot of people that don't have anybody to spend Christmas with. Well, I wanted to be here with you because I understand that all the too well in so many different ways. On Saturday's show, speaking of which, it's interesting, we were talking about how the apostles nowhere, speaking of Christmas now, that the apostles nowhere ever commemorated or memorialized the birth of Christ. Though it's a joyful time, friends, no doubt about it, and I'm not talking down on Christmas in any sense of the word, but I am talking down on the pagan system that's been put into play where men are actually celebrating a pagan holiday which has been created in the face of what Christmas is really about. Now, going back to what I just stated, friends, the apostles did not commemorate, they did not memorialize the birth of Christ, but they did the death of Christ. And this is important for people to understand. Look at Charles Spurgeon said, "Those who follow the custom of observing Christmas follow not the Bible, but pagan ceremonies." He's exactly right. Now, just let me give you a prime example of what I'm talking about here. Look at these big churches across America today. What are they doing? They're promoting Santa flying around inside of the church. Some person posted this on social media platforms, and it says, "When I saw Santa flying around inside of that church, I knew that it was time for me to get saved," said nobody anywhere ever in the history of the world. Again, Americans, you can't make this up. All eyes off of Christ in celebrating paganism, and therein lies the problem, and it should be a problem with every professed Christian in this country, friends, that's what they're promoting inside of the church, is a man dressed in red and white with a big jelly belly, with a beard and a mustache, taking the children, putting them on his lap, and then asking them what they want for Christmas. And what's out of sight and out of mind? Jesus Christ. Folks, this is what we're trying to steer people away from. Again, we have no problem with the birth of Christ. We have no problem with people celebrating Christmas because it is an issue of the heart. But we better keep our eyes fixed on the Christ crucified, friends, because that's the power of God unto salvation. And that is the very things that the enemy means to keep you distracted from. And how do they do it? Well, they do it just like this. They show you a picture of Santa flying around in these big prosperity churches, ignoring the price of our redemption through his blood, even the redemption of mankind unto himself as the propitiation of the sins of the world. 1 John 2:2. No, let's get our eyes fixed on old fat jolly Santa Claus. And then what do? They equate Santa Claus to the Father. Folks, I'm here to tell you that is the furthest thing from scriptural truth. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We got call coming in from Greg from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
How are you doing, Bradley, my friend?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Merry Christmas.
You too, sir.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate you. I've talked to you a few times over the last year and a half, and my point is, I want to talk about Santa Claus and how that comes from this devil, Satan. They use Santa Claus, and they say he knows when you're sleeping, he knows what you say, he knows what you do. But the only person knows everything about your life, because Santa Claus is from Satan, is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
He's omnipresent, and one day, every one of us are going to stand in front of the judge, and we're going to be held account of our life.
Amen.
Everything we do and everything we say, and indeed in truth.
Yep. You know what's interesting about that, Greg? Because I think about stuff like that too. I mean, just the how they're trying to put a parallel between Santa himself and God the Father, and just what you were talking about, how Satan mocks everything the Lord does. And you were just, you know, quoting some of the songs of Christmas songs, so on and so forth. It's also interesting they talk about naughty and nice, and if you're on the naughty list, you don't get anything. Really, what it does is it goes back to the Lord directly, but then it shows you how the enemy began to transpire and deluding the minds of men to think that it's okay concerning the paganism that's taking place in this country to put Santa Claus in the place of Christ, to put Santa Claus in the place of the Father. And that's all I'm trying to knock down right now. I don't want to rain or snow on anybody's parade concerning Christmas, because I think that we should rejoice during the birth of Christ, but I think we better keep our eyes fixed on the purpose of what he came into this world to do, and that is to redeem men from their sin. And that part that I just highlighted, the secondary part of all of this, is the very things that's out of sight and out of mind concerning the American people when they are celebrating the pagan holiday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen, Bradley. And also, too, the churches. Some people teach, you know, parents that are teaching their kids about Santa Claus and he's a liar from hell, they're lying to their children. And some of these people confess to be Christian.
Yeah, yeah. A majority of them do. That's right. Yeah. You should see the posts scrolling across social media platforms right now. It's amazing to me how many people just love Jesus during this time of the year, but after Christmas is over, you're going to see who they really are as we knew and seen who they really were before Christmas. But there's a lot of people that have self-deceived themselves into believing that they're heaven-bound when, in fact, they've never repented for their sin. And Jesus Christ is no more than the Lord than the devil is. And then that's really truly who they serve, Greg, on so many different fronts. So with that said, I'm going to give you the last word, my friend. Thank you for the call. I totally appreciate you, and Merry Christmas as well, Greg. But I will give you the last word.
Sure. Again, Bradley, I really appreciate you and Tim's ministry getting out the truth. And there's some other folks. I'm glad you pointed me to Liberty Centennial. That guy is fantastic. I've been listening to him recently. And God bless you, Bradley. We really appreciate what you do.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you guys as much as you appreciate me. Believe me, because without you, there is no us. And this is the reason for ministry. It's the people. I gotta be honest with you, folks. You know, yesterday we had a family Christmas, and I can bring my wife in here right now, and I'm not that I need to do that, but I am conveying this to you, that I continuously tell my family every Christmas I don't need anything. As a matter of fact, I almost kind of get a little indignant, righteously, about people buying stuff for me. And I'm talking about things that I don't need, because there's a lot of things that people want. But I got to tell you, I'm beyond the wants. I don't want anything. The only thing I care about is like that of William Booth when he said to the said sitting king in England during the beginning of the 1900s, he says, "My ambition is not gold and silver. My ambition is men." And it really, truly is where I'm at in life. I just don't care about all of that. Christmas to me is really seeing what the kids get to, you know, receive. And I'm talking about giving them clothes, not things that they don't need. We don't give them gifts that pull them or distract them away from the things that matter in life. Every night of my life, my children are at the table with us for at least an hour reading every single night. And I'm talking about me on top of me reading all day, and then them sitting there and reading with me after they get out of school. So I'm doing my best to be the best dad that I can be and the best leader that I can be. And what is a leader, as you all well know, friends? A leader is one that follows the Christ, because that's the only thing that we can lead to the world. And we are called to bring the answers to the world. And if we're sitting here during Christmas just expecting people to buy us stuff, I'll tell you what, our hearts are wrong. Because again, really what Christmas is all about is understanding that Jesus came into this world. Yes, he was born. And folks, he was not born on December 25th. I highlighted much of this last week. A lot of the dates are kind of like jumbled around. Scholars believe that from 4 B.C. to 6 B.C., some celebrate Christmas on January 7th, Christian Orthodox. And then we have the West, where they celebrate Christmas on the December 25th. Well, again, that has nothing to do with the Jesus of the Bible. And again, my objective here is just to point the finger back at the fact that Christ crucified, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. That's what Christmas is about to me. And whatever I've received, I need to give to the world, because we again as Christians are to bring the answers to the world, because we're to build the old waste places. We're to repair the breaches, Isaiah 58, verse 12. So with that said, thank you for the call. If you want to call in, please do. We're here because of you today, so make it your day. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you some things that, in just bringing you back into the tangibility of the real world that we all live in, friends. AN American News Now, or One American News, just highlighted the fact that another Disney employee faces 32 counts of child pornography. Of course, whatever starts at the top is going to go to the bottom, friends. And this is, how many times has Disney been busted? SeaWorld's been busted. The list goes on. And here I have on social media platforms right now, a new Disney worker charged with 32 counts of child porn in Brooksville, Florida. Maybe Disney should focus on their own problems instead of projecting on X. But that's the new generation, of course. Michael David Foster, a Disney worker, was busted in possession of child porn. And just think about this. This is why they're losing big time, folks. The American people are rejecting Disney. They're rejecting this tranny, whatever they want to call it, narrative. That's why they're forcing it on you. And, folks, I'll tell you what. You're not forced to go to Disney. You're not forced to go to SeaWorld. You can pull back and say, you know what, I'm not bringing my children there. I'm not going to support this. And, again, I think going full circle, I just want you to understand that whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. And, again, this has happened time and time and time again. Right here it says dozens of Disney employees have been arrested over the years for sex crimes involving children. And it's happening again, Americans. It's happening again. Quit supporting those individuals, those organizations, those theme parks, because you see what their objective is. And again, it's making a prey out of your children. And one question that the American people should be asking themselves, where is the DOJ? Where is the federal government to come in and quash these crimes and send the message that they will not be tolerated concerning their crimes against our children? Well, guess who's advocating for it? Just look to the People's White House and look who's putting up with it, the American people. Look at this one. RanceOfizio.com. Insane trans woman threatens to rape school children. Now, again, friends, let me just ask you the question. How many times have I shared with you on this show that that is the end objective? The whole sodomite agenda is predicated on what? Man-boy love. And is this what's happening once again? Yep, this sick, distorted individual that's feeding the monster that he is becoming. What is he talking about? Well, he wants to threaten to rape school children. Okay? And it's interesting. How is it that people don't understand that prevention is better than cure? Just think about what they're throwing into the libraries across the American schools today. How come those people haven't been prosecuted yet, Americans? Why is it that they wait for the crime to be committed before they actually deal with the criminals? See, this is ridiculous. And this is nonsense, but this is what, in fact, is happening. I am not going to go into the details concerning what this man dressed up as a woman, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, was talking about, because the details are very graphic, and we're not going to go into them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to only read one of them to myself, and then that's where I stop. It's like, that's enough. Don't need to know more. This person has crossed the line. In Luke 17, what does it say in Luke 17, too, folks? It's better for them to take a millstone, wrap it around their own necks, cast themselves into the sea, friends, and to be drowned, rather than to offend one of these little ones. I'll tell you what, folks, I'm not putting up with this, and I hope you're not as well. We are joined together today on this Christmas Day, friends, and I wanted to spend my day with you, and I hope and appreciate those that are spending their time with me feel the same. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Egypt has put forward a proposal for a new Gaza ceasefire agreement as war rages on between Israel and Hamas. Egypt's ceasefire proposal, though, falls short of Israel's demands. It would not allow for Israeli troops to remain in Gaza after the war with Hamas is concluded. Israel declaring near total control over the northern Gaza Strip, this after conducting overnight bombings resulting in more than a dozen casualties in intense weekend fighting. President Biden, following a lengthy phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, states that he is not urging for a ceasefire despite mounting pressure to do so. The Biden administration continuing to speak out against anti-Semitic threats in the country. Corey Myers, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness. There's just, like, some crazy stuff going on in the country, folks. Oh, my goodness. I mean, no joke. Stuff you can't make up. Stuff you would think never in a million years would anybody ever put up with any said government or any government that calls itself a government, like the one that we're in the present subjecting ourselves to, or at least some of us are, right? So anyways, with that said, friends, let me show you some more of the things that are taking place across the country. I'm not happy to share this, but I do want to make sure that you are aware of what's going on in your world. This is, I believe, coming from the UK. And it talks a little bit about some of the stuff that was going on there during the whole pandemic. Now, as you all well know, you are, no matter where you're going, you're still seeing 90% of the commercials. Like if I'm out eating and I look up, I'm seeing big pharma commercials talking about how you need to get out there and get your shots. Folks, they're doing this because the people haven't held them accountable for their crimes against humanity concerning this latest genocide. Okay, now some might say, again, I don't know who they are or how they could be any longer with all the information that we've been given, the download that we've been given across the boards from doctors and speaking statistically concerning the downfall, the genocide that has in fact had its way throughout this world. And it's pretty crazy that they're still pushing the same agenda regardless of the facts. Now, I want you to check this out. Listen carefully. Okay. Now, folks, I don't know what's going on here, but this has been going on for the last couple days. And I'm going to have to get my son. Hey, Sam, can I get Sam down here really quick, please? Can I get Sam real quick? I'm going to take John from Michigan. The sound issue again, Buggy, is doing the same thing. I'm going to take John from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I say Christmas is pagan, and I don't understand why anybody that is in Yeshua would consider even celebrating it, as Jeremiah 10 tells us, the tree is pagan.
Okay.
I can't find anywhere in the book where it says to celebrate it. And Easter. So,
well, what is
on why so many people celebrate it?
Okay, so who are we talking about, John?
Well, we're talking about 90% of the U.S.
Okay, well, that's not us, right? I mean, are we promoting a pagan holiday? Got no sound again. Are we promoting a pagan holiday? I'm just curious. I mean, because it sounds like that's what you're saying to me. You know, I don't know why.
Well, actually, I just got onto the show and I seen Merry Christmas Live, and I'm not into Merry Christmas at all. I'm into Yeshua and Yahweh.
Okay, well, here you can go ahead and rename him whatever you want to, and that's totally fine. I get you, and I don't understand why you guys think that you're you're on the tip of the spear or something when you call him Yeshua instead of Jesus. I mean, what can you explain that to everybody, please?
There was no J in Latin, Hebrew, Greek, or English until the 16th century.
Okay.
Jesus is Isus.
Okay, Yeshua, I've heard so many different people talk so many different ways, but it's interesting how when I pray to Jesus, in Jesus' name to the Father, he seems to give me a pass on that. Why do you think that isn't answering my prayers?
I really don't know, but
okay.
Acts 4:12 says there's only one name in which you can be saved, and that's Jesus.
Oh, it's not Jesus? Isn't that what it says in Acts 4:12? That's exactly what it says.
No, it does not say Jesus anywhere. It says the Lord,
okay.
Which is another pagan title.
Okay. And so what I have here, and again, I guess it's your translation. It may be just that. That's okay, again, I guess. But I think we're all kind of zeroing in on the same Lord. And I'm not talking about making it wide and broad. I understand straight and narrow and difficult is the way. I understand all that. But are we playing semantics, John, when we start to talk the way that we're having this conversation right now?
Not at all.
Okay. So when I go to Isaiah 9:6, it tells us, for to us a child is born, to us is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So there's other names giving unto the Lord, is there not?
We can look at Hosea 2:16, and it shall be in that day, saith Yahweh, that thou shalt.
Okay, but you're going back. You're going back to the one. You're just going back to one,
which is Lord.
Okay, but John, I just asked you about Isaiah 9:6. I mean, you're talking about it's Yeshua. This is the way it is. It's the only way it is. And then I just brought up Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is just the
tip
of the iceberg.
Those are all titles.
Oh, okay.
Those are all titles, not a name.
Oh, okay. Okay. So are these applicable, though, according to what you're telling us?
Right, but Jesus is not his name. That is not a title. That is a false name.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a false name. Okay.
Correct.
This is really...
That was brought about by the pagan church deceive people so they're not praying to the Yeshua or Yahweh. Why did they take Yahweh out of the Bible over 6,000 times?
Oh, I'm not arguing with
people.
Translations. I'm not arguing with you.
Okay.
That there's a lot of that I agree with, absolutely. But Jesus said, if I'm right in saying this in John 14:6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
Absolutely, he says that.
And
but
it was Jesus
that
said that.
My name is Jesus either.
Oh, I don't know where we're going with this conversation, because I see here. Let me just do this. Since we're on live radio right now, in the King James Version, how many times?
Look at Isaiah 42:18. I am Yahweh. That is my name.
Yeah,
my
but
glory,
you're cherry picking, John. You're cherry picking.
I'm not cherry picking.
Yeah, Jesus is named 973 times in the New Testament alone. 973 times, and you're telling me that is incorrect.
1590. find a Bible before 1590, and you won't find that.
I do have the Geneva Bible behind me. I guess I could do a little more due diligence there. But this is like over the last week, this is all of a sudden come out of nowhere, and it really blows me away.
Joel 2:32, whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered.
I understand that, but we can go through
Romans
how many different...
13.
But what about
everyone
when he said...
Everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh shall be saved.
Okay, I appreciate that, but the Lord also called himself I Am. It also talks
the great
about...
I Am, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he's a man of war. We're talking about titles there. And I go talk
and I don't
through
mean
the,
to get you going. I just...
This is live radio, John. You're supposed to...
So they can be saved.
Johnny, here, let me say this with all due respect. This is live radio. I'm okay. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. I'm just telling you, this is brand new information I've been hearing over the last week, and for some reason or another, it's been coming out of Michigan. Explain to me what's going on.
The Assembly of Yahweh. The first Assembly... First Chartered Assembly in the whole U.S. There's people in Michigan that got some knowledge that needs to be shared.
Okay. Well, I totally appreciate your phone call. Merry Christmas, John.
Read 2 Chronicles 7:14. My people will
call yep, yep, yep. That's not applicable today. That is not applicable today.
Easter or any of them pagan holidays, but you have a great time, you know?
Thank you. I didn't know that I was going along with it. I don't know why he's being accusatory like that, but I guess that's his thing. See, this is what happens when people get on their little pet doctrines, and it's the only thing they know, and what they do is they hold to it, and that's all they ever say. Is what they know. It's like, okay, a false balance is an abomination. I mean, and then I'm like right here talking about Isaiah 9:6. It was the first thing that I brought up, and, you know, I guess that wasn't applicable. It wasn't acceptable. Only Yahweh was acceptable. And then when I brought up Jesus, 973 times he appears in the King James Version. That wasn't acceptable because it wasn't Yahweh. Again, folks, this is what I'm talking about with people. Some folks get stuck on one thing and that's all they know. And they think that one thing is just going to get them right into heaven because they have information that other people don't have. Here, let me do this since we're live right now. I want to... hang on. We're doing live radio. And the King James. Okay, so what I just did. So, hey, John, folks, for what John's saying right now, don't get disgruntled. Don't get bent out of shape. He's absolutely incorrect with what he's talking about. He's incorrect. He just, like I said, this is what he knows, this is where he's at, and this is what he's sticking to, and everybody else is wrong except him. Now, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. Did you know that there's over 650 different names given unto the Lord in the King James Version? But John wants you to know that if you're not doing it John's way and calling him Yeshua, then you're completely wrong. You've been brainwashed. You're not going to heaven. This is ridiculous. I mean, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but this is how ridiculous people get sometimes. And again, John maybe needs to take some time and rewind a little bit, slow down, know what he's getting himself into, and listen to Saturday's show because we talk much of the very things that we're talking about. But for you to suggest that I'm not going to say Merry Christmas concerning the birth of Christ and rejoicing over that, regardless if it's the date or not, here, let me go back to that so I'm not accused of something that I'm not guilty of once again, just to kind of reiterate some of the things that I shared with the people on Saturday's show. I'm waiting for it to upload right now. I do want you to hear this because I did spend some time on this last Saturday again. You know what? I think I might have it here. I'll pull it up on the other side of the show, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You know what? I think I have it right here. Hang on. Live radio got 50 different tabs up in front of me right now, folks. Stick into the game plan here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Yep, I'll come right back to this in just a moment. I want to highlight some things here, okay? Cool.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey guys, just trying to get a little help here. We got some issues going on the back end, but I just pulled up this video that I'm working on right now. And hang on a second. Hello? Trying to get some help from somebody on the outside. Can you hang on a second, folks? Hang on. Can I get Sam here, please? Okay. I'm going to do this again, folks. Buggy, it's doing it again. I got my son Sam here. He's home from college right now, and he's going to help me. And these things just happen to happen at the oddest times, and I'm going to go ahead and try to do this again. This is a video. Hang on. No sound. No idea. There you go. Everybody loves to celebrate Christmas. Okay, so I'm just going to let this play out. This is a video I just did on what John just accused me of. He didn't take the time to know it before he called in, but check this out. There are also many traditional images we have surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ.
It's a brand new video we just did on Christmas.
He's a sinless human being and dwells among us. We see images of Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus in a humble stable with cows or oxen, a donkey, and some sheep, with a baby lying in a wooden manger, slightly overflowing with hay or straw. The shepherds worshiping him and the wise men are there bowing before him as they present their gifts. We may even see a little drummer boy standing by, though he's not found within the scriptures. We also think about the dramatic, brilliant, and startling angelic announcement of the arrival of the Savior to the shepherds as they kept watch over their flocks by night.
These shepherds, we understand, were shepherds officially entrusted to care for flocks which produced unblemished lambs to be sacrificed as sin offerings in the temple. In Luke 2:10 through 12, Scripture tells us, "And the angel of the Lord said unto them," it's short, folks, but listen carefully to the contents,
"good tidings
of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The Greek word for manger is phatne, translated as manger. In most English translations of the New Testament, it means stall. The sign to the shepherds was finding the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, special strips of cloth wound around the baby, lying in a stall. How could it be that this sign would tell the shepherds exactly where to find the baby Jesus? In Micah 5:2, Scripture again tells us a ruler, the Savior, would come out of Bethlehem. This was confirmed by the chief priests and scribes when the wise men came to Jerusalem to look for the newly born king. "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" Matthew 2:2. But did you know that in the time of Jesus, just outside of Bethlehem, there was a former military watchtower that was called in the Hebrew Migdal Eder, which means Tower of the Flock?
Brand new video.
The lower level was used for birthing lambs, which would be closely examined and later be used for sin offerings in the temple in Jerusalem. This structure contained stalls for sheltering ewes who were about to bear their lambs. We are told there was one particular stall where the newborn lambs were placed and wrapped in swaddling clothes to protect them from the king, damage, and or blemish in order for them to be acceptable for sacrifice. In Micah 4:8 it tells us, "And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee it shall come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem." So at the direction of the angel, these shepherds who knew, raised, cared for, and closely examined sacrificial lambs understood exactly where to find and examine the newborn king in the tower of the flock, lying in a stall, a manger, where the lambs were to be sacrificed for the sins of the people. God arranged the perfect birthplace for his only begotten son, the perfect lamb, to be sacrificed for the sins of the world.
Well, that's what Christmas is about right there, for the record.
Everybody loves Christmas. We get together, we eat, we give presents to each other, the lights are beautiful, and then there's a little baby, baby Jesus. Who, I ask, cannot get excited about a little baby, especially Jesus, the Son of God? As a matter of fact, people make much ado of the birth of Christ, and rightfully so. But did you know that in the Bible we can find no record that the early church ever celebrated Christmas? I'm not saying that it is wrong to celebrate the birth of Christ, of course not. Yet the early church did not memorialize or commemorate the birth of Christ. It memorialized the death of Christ, and it's called the Lord's Supper. Again, it was to commemorate what? His death, not his birth. The more carnal a person seems to be, the more they will make much of his birth, and the less they will make much of his death. They love to celebrate the cradle, yet they somehow or another hate the cross. And that same giddy crowd that will be dancing around the cradle on Christmas evening will be the same giddy crowd that will be in a drunken stupor on New Year's Eve singing the devil's songs. You see, they don't see that this baby, Jesus, is sovereign, the sovereign king. They don't see him as the sinless deity, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. They don't see him as the sacrificial Savior who was going to die a death, an ignominious death, on the cross and shedding his blood as the propitiation for the sins of the world. This is what we should be commemorating and memorializing.
Okay, so there you have it, folks. Thank you, Sam. Totally appreciate the help, son. I just wanted to go back to this because, you know, again, John just called in from Michigan,
And I heard someone was trying to coach him. John, I'd ask the person that's coaching you anything more than just Yeshua, because that's probably as far as it's going to go with that person. And I think I know who just had you call in. And with that said, the guy's goofy. And I can also tell you this, you strain at the gnat while you swallow the camel. And I strongly suggest that you get away from that circle of people because they're no good for anybody. They're bizarre. They're very, what do I want to say? Mysterious is not the word. Just unraveled. There's no solidity to them people at all. As a matter of fact, I knew a guy, and I believe I'm talking to the right guy, that had you call in and called me out for this. Listen to his mouth. Listen to what comes out of his heart and tell me, just because he has the name of Yeshua and that's all he knows, talk to him about the Word of God, John, and see how far it goes, because that's as far as it's going to go with him. But for you to call in and suggest that this is what we're doing here, that was in short what I just did on Saturday's show. Just so you know. And I also took out the time to break it down in showing people that it is a pagan holiday. But just naming the name of Yeshua does not overthrow all of this other stuff that you're trying to overthrow because you don't have a proper balance. I just shared with you that there's over 650 names given to the Lord in the King James Version. And yet the guy that's coaching you wants you to believe that there's only one. Again, he strains at the gnat. He swallows the camel. John, be careful with who you're hanging around, because that man is goofy. Okay, I just wanted to make clear again, my discernment's right, that man is goofy. When you go to Philippians 2:9, what does it tell us, folks? It tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Is that what it says? That's what it says. And then when we go over here, not straining at the gnat, but giving you ample supply of line upon line, precept upon precept, I go over to the book of Philippians verse 9. God has given him, Jesus, a name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus shall bow. Folks, we all the well know who the Savior of mankind is. It's interesting how nobody gets mad at any other name but the name of Jesus, which only shows you, once again, that he is alive forevermore, period. That's why we hold to the name of Jesus. They don't flee at any other name, friends. It's the name of Jesus, the resurrected one, the one that sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father right now, okay? Blessed be his name and glory to his name. And one of the things that I wanted to highlight, too, and I wanted to share this because John didn't take the time to actually balance the show off before he kind of called in and kind of accused me of, you know, celebrating pagan holidays because of his goofy friend that's coaching him into calling in and doing what he just did. Little did he know that this is a discerning ministry, and we've tried to tell that goofy guy that coached you, John, for years, that's who we are, and I know that we're nailing the guy for who he is. But I do want to go by and take a moment, and I want to clarify this for you as well, because again, this is one of those scenarios where you just kind of put both feet in your mouth, not realizing what you were saying because you were just doing what you're told, like any other professor that thinks he's going to heaven, yet he doesn't know the Word of God. I want you to contemplate this on Saturday's show. Theologians also believe that Christ was born between 4 BC and 6 BC. Okay? Scholars say that he was born between September and March. Orthodox Christians celebrate his birth on January 7th, and in the West, Christmas is celebrated on December 25th. Merry Christmas, friends.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
.com.